Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, everybody. This is Brandy J. Singleton. Welcome to Breakfast with Brandy. I hope you all are doing well this morning. Myself, I am, I could say, I'm blessed, okay? Good Lord woke me up this morning, right? So what is for breakfast? For me, I don't know. For some reason, you know, I felt like I was feeling a certain kind of way. I felt like baking something. You know, I've been desiring to bake this cake here. I'm pretty sure there's no rule that says you can't bake cake in the morning, right? Possibly even eat it. But for the most part, let's have some breakfast. Let's dig in. And, by the way, if you would like to call in, definitely, definitely feel free. Always more than welcome. All right, well, so, you know, I know a lot's been going on, and people are stressed and or just overwhelmed. You know, whatever may be, this world is scary, you know, the events. I mean, the world always has been kind of scary, but, you know, for the most part, the events that have been taking place. And, you know, and it's okay to take a breather and back away from those things for a moment. There's nothing wrong with it. You have to regain your, you know, you have to give yourself that, you know, I mean, to be able to deal with, you know, what's going on in the world and in your daily life, you know. There's nothing ever wrong with that. We should always give ourselves that. You know, that time mentally, that mental health and physical to even be able to stand against the storm that is coming. We have to be ready mentally and physically. So don't forget that. Don't overwhelm yourself, overwork yourself, and don't let anyone tell you any different that you're wrong for taking care of yourself, okay? Because that wouldn't be a smart thing to do, to take that advice. And it's not really smart on that person's part, because if that's what they choose to do, then that's what they choose to do, right? You're smarter than that. You'd rather take care of yourself so that you can be of use to yourself, to your family, you know, to whatever it is that you do. So I just want to let you know that. Anywho, guys, I don't know, for the most part, who's married, who's not, who's engaged, who's single, or, you know, I don't know about, you know, situation. But maybe you know someone that is, if you're not. Or maybe you just want to, you know, talk about men, women, love, and dating anyways, right? Right. So for me, I am single. How long have I been single? Oh, my gosh, oh, gosh, oh, gosh. I've been single for a long time. It's just not easy out here, especially with the COVID and everything. It's not like you really get out and, you know. And I never was like a social media type of, you know, person to meet people, you know, through social media and online apps and stuff. It never was my thing, really. So, you know, yeah. And it seems like when I attempt to date, you know, it just doesn't really go you know, work out in my favor, I would say. You know, and I don't date too often. So when I do come out of the, you know, out of hibernation out of the woods, you know, maybe I'm missing a few things. I don't even know. Heartache is never something that we enjoy. So I'm going to have, I was thinking tea. I was going to make some coffee, but I'm feeling like some tea, guys. What do you think? Does tea sound good? We have some woman's tea here, some wellness tea, ooh, some peppermint tea, some gentle cleanse tea. And then the coffee is so much more convenient, easier for me to get to right now. It really is. So, yeah, that's what's going on there. And for the most part, you know, when it comes to dating, it's tricky, you know, and it all depends on what's your goal or what your intentions are. And if you're looking to settle down with someone, then, you know, that takes, you know, time and patience, and you can't jump right in. And if it's, you're a woman that, you know, pursuing or open to finding a guy, you know, then we have to really, really, you know, take it slow there, because we could jump in too fast and read into things too fast, you know. And for guys, it's completely different. They can completely emotionally not be there, not be present, and still have, you know, still be intimate or sexual or whatever it may be. And that's why you have to give it some time. You have to allow yourself to let someone get to know you. And if that's not the case and they don't want to, then that's good that you find out right then and there, versus, you know, being heartbroken because of miscommunication or no communication or the wrong communication. And let me be the first to tell you, guys are not going to turn down the booty. Yes, I said it. They are not going to turn down the booty. You know, even as they're telling you, hey, I don't want anything serious, if he did tell you that. But yet they, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm not telling you anything new, right? But we still can't let that cloud our judgment, right? We have to, if you're looking for something with substance and a value, you have to remember to value yourself. And in some cases, that works out for people. But they, for the most part, doesn't last long, to each its own, probably statistically. But, I mean, for the most part, if you've been down that road and it hasn't worked for you, then you definitely, definitely want to steer away and not let your feeling, you know, take over that part. You know, saves you a lot of ice cream or regrets, you know, that shopper's remorse. Definitely. But with dating, have fun, and you don't have to date a lot of people. See, like with me, I can't date a few people, and to each its own. You say, you know, go out and date this person, that person, and, you know, don't get all too friendly with any of them. Just allow yourself to date and have fun, and that's great and all, I guess. And I don't know, I'm only 41, maybe one day that'll sound doable, but for the most part, I really, you know, I'm a mom, and so I don't really have that, ooh, go out in the town, you know, that sex in the city type of life where I can go date, you know, and just, you know, have things to do. I'm a mother. I enjoy being a mother. I teach. I have a podcast. And, you know, so for the most part, if I connect with someone, then that's pretty much what I'm seeing. And now that I'm saying this, that's probably where partially some of the problem arises, because maybe you're just focused in on that one person, you know. So, you know, I'm mastering it. You know, I haven't been in the field in a very long time. And when I say long, I mean long time. It's relationships, you know, and dating and all that stuff. So, but, you know, I know it's going to be okay, right? Yes, I know. Yep. And for the fellas, I mean, how's that going? Like, how is dating going during the pandemic? Like, how does that work out? You know, because I know when I, when the lockdown, you know, first happened, and then, you know, we were able to do the essential runs and stuff, I would see men, like, in their cars, and they would be honking, and like, hey, or I'm like, okay, no, please keep going. All I do is freaking pandemic. We talk about, like, why are you stopping, you know, lady hunting during the pandemic? You know, like, careless. But, and then they wouldn't even have a mask on. I was like, oh, really? Yeah. Thank you, but no thank you. Okay? But it was crazy. And I couldn't even say it's funny, because this is something that is serious. It's still serious. And people are still not taking it serious. But hey, we are not here to talk about stressful things. We have a short amount of time here. And I just wanted to let you guys know who I am, and to look out for me on Saturday mornings to have breakfast with Brandy. I had some coffee and some toast. You guys can call in. You can leave messages and tell me what you guys had. And so for my first three listeners that messaged me and tell me what they had for breakfast, well, next Saturday, I'm seeing a really cool prize, the first three. So I'm really excited. It's my first contest. And I really, really, really hope you guys join in. And I'm so excited to be able to start to hang out with you guys on Saturday mornings, breakfast with Brandy. Oh, it'll be at 6:30 a.m. So you guys have a blessed day and keep coming back. Bye-bye now.